Now it is 3:23 a.m. Tuesday, the 6th of July here in Japan, and I wrote this question just now, very similar to an offline Step 1 NBME question that students always fuck up. Okay, so this is very valuable. You're gonna be like, oh wow, like didn't realize. Okay, that's why I'm here. So before we get into the question, please subscribe to my channel. I really appreciate it. Help grow this channel. Help bring awareness to it. Please share with one of your friends who's prepping for USMLE. Hit the like button. Hit the bell if you want notifications. And find me on Instagram at Melman underscore medical, MELMAN underscore medical. And the link is down below. Now, let's start the question. 39-year-old dude, thoracic history, midline back pain. He's gained 10 kilos, 22 pounds the past 4 months. He has bitemporal hemianopia. Chest x-ray shows compression fractures, T9, T10. And we have a pituitary MRI showing us a tumor. Question's merely asking which hormone the tumor is secreting. So let's just go backwards through our answer choices for the sake of it. Choice F, thyroid stimulating hormone, wrong answer. There's no reason to overtly assume that this patient has thyroid hormone in excess. Okay, obviously, if TSH is the etiology from the anterior pituitary, this would be called secondary hyperparathyroidism. Okay, and primary means the gland itself is fucked up in some way. So Graves, toxic multinodular goiter, toxic adenoma, where the thyroid gland itself is hypersecretory. That's called primary hyperthyroidism. Okay, but secondary would be if we have EG, TSH hypersecretion. Okay, diarrhea, palpitations, atrial fibrillation, tremulousness. Not our answer here. Choice E, prolactin. Wrong fucking answer. Okay, now this is actually why I made this question, is students will blindly select prolactin on the offline NBME question. They ignore the findings in the vignette. Now, this is where we're just going to convey slash communicate some concise value. You need to know that midline back pain, point tenderness over a vertebra, is 9 times out of 10 on the USMLE. Osteoporosis, okay, compression fracture. So we explicated in the last line here, compression fractures. I didn't have to do that, okay? But point tenderness over a vertebra is synonymous with compression fractures. Compression fractures are synonymous with osteoporosis on the USMLE, okay? That's what this guy has. And prolactin is not going to cause osteoporosis, okay? Prolactin in males will cause impotence. Okay, that's classically what it causes. And galactorrhea, okay, can occur in females and males. Not our answer here, okay? It is the most common pituitary tumor in adults, prolactinoma. In children, craniopharyngioma most common. But once again, we do not have a vignette of impotence and or galactorrhea. We simply have osteoporosis. We're just going to continue looking at our other answer choices here. Choice D, luteinizing hormone, wrong fucking answer. Now, this would cause testosterone secretion from the testes. Okay, so luteinizing hormone will stimulate the Leydig cells to produce androgens, androstenedione, and testosterone. And we would expect some sort of presentation where the guy has acne, probably increased muscle growth, aggressiveness. Not our answer here. Actually, I don't want to get too tangential. I want to keep things concise. But luteinizing hormone causing increased testosterone can actually, weirdly enough, present with gynecomastia because of aromatization of the excess testosterone into estrogen. I've seen it in one NBME question. Okay, as I said, tangential. Let's just keep looking at our answers. Growth hormone, clearly the wrong fucking answer because we don't have acromegaly here. Okay, this guy, they would mention something about increased head size, okay, with his hat not fitting him. That's also seen in Paget disease. They can mention his hands are growing, his shoe size is increasing. They can mention hypertension, cardiomegaly, diabetes, carpal tunnel syndrome, lantern jaw, okay, so pronathism. That's going to be growth hormone excess secretion. Not our answer here. Choice B, follicle stimulating hormone, wrong answer. So FSH is going to cause our Sertoli cells to secrete aromatase, okay, and also androgen binding protein, inhibin B. That's what follicle stimulating hormone does in the male. It's just not our answer here. It doesn't relate to osteoporosis. What do we know? ACTH, okay? This is the correct answer. So ACTH hypersecretion via, I should just say via a tumor of the anterior pituitary is called Cushing disease. So ACTH will cause the zona fasciculata of the adrenal cortex to produce cortisol. Cortisol, glucocorticoid, will cause decreased bone density resulting in osteoporosis. It's part of the Cushing constellation. Obviously, you could get avascular necrosis of the femoral head. Okay, we do not have a question about the hip here, but glucocorticoids can cause osteoporosis. Okay, it should be noted that Cushing disease specifically refers to ACTH-secreting tumor of the anterior pituitary. If we have any other cause of Cushing syndrome, which is just how the patient presents, okay, such as small cell bronchogenic carcinoma of the lungs, secreting ACTH, actual zona fasciculata tumor, secreting cortisol, diffuse hyperplasia of the adrenal cortex, or if we have exogenous glucocorticoids causing our Cushing syndrome, we refer to that merely as Cushing syndrome. Do not say Cushing disease, unless you are specifically talking about an ACTH-secreting tumor of the anterior pituitary, okay? And it can cause osteoporosis, okay? Cushing's. So nothing crazy, nothing overly dramatic. Now that we've explained the question, you say, oh, okay, like that's not difficult, but you nevertheless can nearly see how some students fuck this up, right? They blindly select prolactinoma, which in this case is not correct. So as I said, I'm going to continue making more content. You guys know the deal. Some of you want longer clips with lengthy discussion. Some of you want me to be even more concise than I was now, but we're going to strike a balance, right? Subscribe to my channel. I really appreciate it. And I appreciate your time. That's it.